Morning Watch, The Grace of God in the Economy of God, Week 1. The Tremendous Significance of the Grace of God as Revealed in the New Testament. Wednesday Related Verses. John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. But the God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen and ground you. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes into me, as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he said concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed into him were about to receive. For the Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. John chapter 20, verses 17 and 22. Jesus said to her, Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God. Verse 22. And when he had said this, he breathed into them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Related reading. God became flesh and tabernacled among us, full of grace. This shows that grace is the incarnated God. If God remained in himself, he could not become grace. If God was merely God and was not incarnated to become a man, he could not be grace. Hence, in the Old Testament, the word grace is used very little, because at that time, God had not become flesh and could not become grace. In the New Testament, however, God became flesh, and when he became flesh, he became grace. He is the God-man. He is God, yet man, and man, yet God. God and man became one in him. This Emmanuel, the incarnated God, is grace for man's enjoyment. First, God as the Father was embodied in the Son, and then the Son was realized as the life-giving Spirit. The Spirit enters into us as grace for our enjoyment. Grace is the embodiment of God, who became a God-man with divinity and humanity, passed through human living, died, resurrected, and entered into ascension. Now he has become the life-giving Spirit and is dwelling in us today. Therefore, the Lord being with our spirit equals grace being with us. The Lord as grace is for us to receive and enjoy as our supply and experience. The incarnated God is triune, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. The Father as the source is embodied and expressed in the Son. God the Father is hidden, and God the Son is manifested among men. The Lord Jesus did many things and spoke many words on earth. Eventually, he was betrayed, arrested, and crucified on the cross. He died and was buried. On the third day, he resurrected from the dead. On the day after the Sabbath, some sisters went to Jesus' tomb and were weeping there. Jesus appeared to them in resurrection, telling them, "Go to my brothers and say to them, 'I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God.'" In the evening of that day, he again appeared to the disciples and breathed into them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." In his incarnation, he, as God, was transformed to become a man. In his resurrection, he, as God in the flesh, was transformed again to become the life-giving Spirit. The Father, as the Source, is embodied and expressed in the Son. The Son is realized as the Spirit and abides in the believers. Now he is qualified to be our grace. Such a transformed one is grace. The Spirit is in the believers as their life and life supply. First, to be the living water of life for them to drink. Second, to be the bread of life for them to eat. And third, to be the breath of life for them to breathe in. The Spirit also becomes the divine grace enjoyed by them. Such a processed and consummated triune God is the grace enjoyed by all the believers in God's New Testament economy, even for eternity. The Gospel of John tells us that the Word, who is in the beginning, became flesh in time, that divinity and humanity may be united and mingled together into a God-man. This God-man does not care about right or wrong or about good or evil. All he cares about is that you receive the grace that he brought. Christ is my life and my person. He lives and I also live. He moves and I also move. It is not I, but he who takes the initiative. I am his counterpart. I am a part of his body.